Stan's Pants Radio, Australia's most family-friendly podcast network.
Hey, you beautiful angels. Our sister show, the one where we have filthy dog mouths and talk about pop culture wrong, Plumbing the Death Star, is doing a live show to help recoup the costs of making the poor financial decision of starting a podcast network. If you're in Melbourne on Saturday, June 5th, and want to see myself, Jackson, and Joel Dusha live and in the flesh, just head to the link in the show notes and you can be disappointed in us in real time for the bad things we say. We're performing at the Comedy Republic at 6:30 p.m., so why not come in early and have a meal in the city? Make a night of it! Dinner, booing at your least favourite boys, a sneaky bev or two, and then home in bed by 9. The perfect way to spend a Saturday night. So once again, tickets are in the show notes. They are limited, so get in quick. Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation. All the pop culture news and other research so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now, boys, what do we think is going to happen in Venom? A subtitle that involves carnage.
Let there be carnage.
Let there be, and then God said, let there be carnage.
That was right.
God opened the clouds and he said, Venom, ahem, hey. Let there be
excuse
carnage.
Me.
Hey, excuse
God
me.
God with his 1920s gangster accent. Hey.
Yeah, it's a tale as old as the dawn of time.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Adam and Eve. Adam gets infected by venom, eats the apple.
Mm-hmm.
God opens the cloud, says, "Let there be carnage."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Carnage.
And then,
oh, goodness.
Cain kills.
Yeah, Abel some stuff kills. Happens. Christ dies, and it's today.
Sinister Six.
Still so, duck.
Yeah. So Venom. One.
Happened.
It came out.
Uh-huh. The plot of that film, for anyone who hasn't seen it, which includes me. I will
and
explain
me.
It.
And me.
Oh, none of us have seen it. Okay.
This is truly baseless. Sometimes we claim a baseless episode, but you know there's a bit of base to it. This is pure baseless.
Okay, so, was not expecting that. Thought that I was going to have at least one person.
I haven't seen it for some reason.
You'd seen it.
Okay. Obviously, we can gather what happens.
I know what happens in the first one. Basically, Eddie Brock is a roving reporter kind of thing, similar to his origin always, except they don't make him the rival of Peter Parker. Peter Parker isn't
he's not in it.
So you're telling me they don't make a giant, muscle-bound photographer the rival of Peter Parker?
That's
like in
crazy.
The comics? Why not?
No, I don't know.
So muscly.
Obviously, the meteorite comes to Earth. The Venom's on it.
Yeah.
And in the first Venom film, the symbiote.
Is there a God heavy episode?
Yeah, it is. It's interesting.
Yeah, a couple of Hail Marys and Our Father. Thank you, everyone.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, this is baseless speculation. Is now the rosary beads of Sans Pants Radio. Anyway, attaches itself to Eddie Brock as becomes Venom. But at first, like, Venom's trying to eat people and whatever, which
he has
happens.
To learn to control Venom.
And at the same time, other people pick it up, and the main villain of the film ends up being Riot,
who
looks exactly the same as Venom.
That's disappointing, because that's part of the, I mean, like, I don't know why, but that's part of the good of the other symbiotes.
Symbiotes.
I don't like it now. But of the other symbiotes is that they all kind of look different and cool.
Some are like
kind
bright yellow, there's a purple lad, toxin. Yeah. Wow, that's going on there.
Yeah.
It's all
and
good.
The first film, critics were like, oof, bit of a swing and a miss, bit of a throwback to the early 2000s comic book movies. We don't know what we're doing.
Yeah.
Sony's done it again. They've done and gone and fucked it.
Yeah.
Sony's done it again. Dog shit.
Behold.
Hey, it's me, Sony. I fucked it again.
Whoops. Ah, Sony.
Sony Pictures. Whoops.
Sony is the little dunce sitting in the corner with their cone hat.
It's just like, ah, Sony, will you ever get it right?
Nah.
This little dunce hat just says Sony.
Let's not forget that they're bringing out Morbius the Living Vampire with Jared Leto at some point.
Oh,
in
rules.
The future.
Yeah, that got to like,
whoops.
That was, we fucked it again.
They watched it and they were like, they looked at each other. They were like, I got a question for you. I really don't want to hear the answer. We fucked it again.
We fucked it again.
Damn it. Shit. Why do we keep doing this ourselves?
Why did none of us know how to make a good movie? I don't know.
So Sony Pictures, we'll fuck it again.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're like, Amazing Spider-Man. Oh, we fucked it. Amazing Spider-Man 2. Oh, we fucked it again. It's all right. We'll give Spider-Man to someone else.
Yeah.
No, actually, in between, they were like, oh, we'll fuck it again by announcing 7,000 spin-offs.
Oh, fucked it.
Yeah, we'll fucked it big time.
Release Venom. Oh, okay. Fucked it.
All right, so we can't do a hero film, but what if we do a villain film?
Yeah.
Heroes to make him the hero. Anyway.
So, yeah.
And then there's a post-credits sting, mm-hmm. which is Eddie Brock going to a full maximum security prison.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Ravencroft,
Ravenloft,
yes.
Ravenloft, Loft or Croft? Who gets it?
Who knows?
Yeah. They say it there. Raven,
it's Ravenoft. Yeah. Yeah,
it's Ravencroft, isn't it?
Sure. No, I think you're right. I think it is Ravencroft.
Yeah,
because Ravenoft is
Ravenloft. Is it a loft or a croft?
It's Ravencroft.
Yeah, loft doesn't. That
Ravenloft doesn't sound like a prison. That sounds like a fucked place in Harry Potter that I don't care about.
I think it sounds like a retirement home for the wealthy elderly.
Like, yeah. It sounds like what you might call your attic.
Yeah. The Ravenloft. Yeah.
Again. No, don't name your attic.
Yeah. I'm not. Like, that's good advice.
No, it wasn't directed at you. It was directed at
anyone who has an attic, listeners. And they're like, my attic is the nameless.
The Raven Loft.
Yeah.
It was directed at the listeners and Jackson, who liked the
who
idea.
Who will name my attic at some point
if you
in my
were
life.
Like, I know, like a man cave. Mm-hmm. But instead, and so you have this, like, your attic, and you sort of like. Kind of theme it after, say, Brandon Lee's The Crow,
uh-huh.
and you fuck up and start calling it The Ravenloft.
Yeah.
Here is an idea. Again, listeners, if you're out there and you've got a man cave, step one, stop calling it that.
If you got
step
a man
two,
cave,
it's just a room with your stuff in it, and if you're living in a house, all of the rooms in the house have your stuff in it.
It's also not a cave.
You've seen a cave? It's a manhole. Anyone who's named their room a man cave has never been within 100 feet of a real cave. I'll say it.
Yeah, it's true.
Caves are cold and wet.
They're not good.
And full of bears.
And echoey. Yeah.
So
bears.
Echoey.
Well, bears live in a cave.
What are you saying? Where do you think a bear goes?
Yeah, no, that's fair. They're
forest also acceptable.
Yeah. I was thinking forests.
Yeah, that's fair.
Maybe a plane? No, they'd need a tree to scratch their back on.
Yeah, that is true.
Where they're going to scratch their back on a plane.
So, goes to Ravencroft.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Or Loft. It's definitely. I don't know why. I think he's just doing a report. I think it's just meant to be like, oh, he's back
to reporting.
He's
still a reporter.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's
he's
great.
A podcaster for a bit, I think.
That's awesome. Yeah. I got to watch this movie.
Well,
that sounds great.
I'd say.
Well, because the thing is, they cook it. They fucked it again, as Sony Pictures
Sony
see,
move, yeah.
But they fuck it.
Tusha, we know. We saw the Sony Pictures logo. We know they're fucking it again.
Yeah. But. It's one of those situations where they fucked it in kind of like an endearing way.
No, yeah.
So like there's a lot of just like chaos.
Yeah.
So like apparently it's one of those situations where Tom Hardy, because Tom Hardy voices both Eddie Brock,
but also
voices Venom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of things that are just Tom Hardy talking to himself and he's doing a silly voice for Venom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And like there's a scene where he gets too hot in a restaurant and then sits in a lobster tank.
Yeah. Well, okay. I think one thing.
It's just apparently it just like starts as just madness.
Yeah. It's like Sony's fucked it so hard they've made something interesting.
Yeah.
Like they've gone so far off the beaten path of what what we expect a superhero movie to be that it's just. Something brand new.
Yeah, like I've heard a lot of people say it almost plays like a romantic comedy between Tom Hardy and Tom Hardy.
That sounds great.
That does sound good.
What? I know none of us have seen the film, so
I should really finish this thing because it ties directly into this movie.
Yeah, yes.
Post-credits sting goes to Ravencroft and he's like, I'm here to do an interview with Cletus Cassidy.
Yeah.
Or Cletus, apparently.
Cletus in the Ravenloft. Yeah.
Which is Woody Harrelson wearing one of the most fucked orange wigs I've ever seen in my history, 30 years on Earth.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of movies with a lot of bad choices. That's a top five bad choice. Just give Woody Harrelson the most fucked wig.
Why they get Woody Harrelson? Why not get, I don't know, Conan O'Brien?
Well, I think when you're casting, you don't cast based on the hair. Typically.
Well, you
typically.
Typically. But also, I'm like, have we seen
Conan? Conan would be maybe great.
Because, you know, he's a bit, he thinks he's funny, but
Cletus Cassidy, also the director of the first film, which isn't coming back for the second one, this only sort of ties in, is the director of Zombieland.
Okay.
So they've worked with. Woody
Harrelson's also like, I mean, like, as a name, you know?
He's funny. He's good in Zombieland.
Look. chaotic casting.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Anyway, so first film I think is trying very, like, it sets up carnage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, he says, when I get out of here, and I will, there will be carnage.
That's great. Uh-huh.
That's what? The last line of the film.
This is the question I was going to ask, and I know none of us can answer it because we haven't seen Venom. In the trailer we've seen,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
for Let There Be Carnage.
Mm-hmm.
Carnage, or Cletus Kasady, is saying, when you look at what you leave behind, we're the same person. What does he mean? Why is he saying that to Eddie Brock?
That when he came to visit him,
yeah.
a little bit of the symbiote.
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Was that at all hinted in? We don't know.
Yeah. No. We haven't seen the film.
Venom is not in that last scene. Yeah,
okay, because, like, again, a little bit of symbiote would have maybe
fell off his sleeve
and
or
started,
something.
Like, well, inching towards
it
Cletus.
It seems like they're doing the ultimate Venom. Ultimate Marvel, whatever that was, Venom, which is where Venom is made in a lab, basically, as like a cure for cancer.
Yep.
Instead of Venom being, Carnage is. Instead of, and I think this is disappointing because I much prefer the regular one where Carnage is Venom's baby.
Yeah.
That rule.
That was sweet.
And there's, and
well,
that,
you are what you leave behind.
Yeah, so maybe they will tie it in too. Yeah, that would be kind of good.
Because there's a part in Venom, which I know from the trailer, because again, haven't seen the film.
Yeah.
Where, like, Eddie Brock is on, like, an operating table and Venom's coming out and bashing the doctors.
Okay, so maybe they took a bit of Venom and they're using that bit to make Carnage. So, in a way,
I thought they were killing him.
I don't know. I've not seen the film, Sam.
Cletus is probably up for lethal injection.
Yeah.
What would happen if you just hung him?
Yeah, exactly. I think I think in Ultimate Spider-Man, that it's like, we could either kill you, Cletus Kasady, or you could undergo this, you know, prototype experiment, whatever.
Radical carnage.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, hey, we made a ghoul man. Whoops.
I don't think they're going to go that route simply because it looks like they're watching him die. Like, there's an audience and everything. Like, this looks like the victims or the victims' family are there.
Oh, yeah, true.
And it looks like they're basically putting Cletus down like the dog he is. And yeah, it looks like there's just a lethal injection there. It looks like either he's already been pre-carnaged.
Yeah.
Or something's gone on, and when the lethal injection happens, they're like, carnage. We sneaky put a symbiote. We put a symbiote where the lethal injection juice was meant to go.
Are we the Sony of prisons?
We fucked it again.
Oh, no. But the reason I think it's going to be some kind of experimenty something is that they show that woman in the box having a bad time, and I think, I don't know why I got all the Venom knowledge, but I think that there's a lady Venom called...
Scream?
Who I think comes around in the same way that Carnage does.
Yeah.
Where she's made in a lab.
There's a Lady Venom in Venom.
Oh, but is that Riot?
No.
Lady Venom. There's a lot of Venoms.
Yeah.
Lady Venom in Venom also is Venom. So Tom Hardy has a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Or Eddie Brock has a girlfriend. I don't know. I cannot comment on Tom Hardy's personal life. Who is Michelle Monaghan, I believe. And she's Venom for a bit in Venom.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
Well, Venom leaves and she says to Eddie Brock at one point, "Sorry about Venom." That's good.
Hey, no harm.
Why thing. Do I know bits about the movie?
We all have baffling knowledges in this baseless speculation. I'm sad that it's not that Carnage won't be or probably isn't the baby of Venom, because that means they don't have to explain the baffling symbiote rules where it's like, dad give birth to boy. Boy has to kill grandpa. You know, they've got those baffling Venom rules.
Grandpa protect grandson, but the middle one fight either way.
Yeah. It's just like, it's such comics bullshit.
Yeah.
So they can make everyone fight, but they're like, but it's
exactly
as a way of being. Yeah,
you have to fight your boy, but you got to protect your grandson. And that's basically
that's
symbiotes.
How we operate. Exactly. Do you reckon they'll do any Krull shit from the comics?
Knull? Yeah, I was thinking that because I recently read all of those. Web of Carnage, the King in Black,
all of
those kind of things. And I hope not.
Yeah. Oh, it's so silly.
Generally, if they start talking about codexes, please don't. Yeah. I just hope they don't, because...
It's so...
What they did with Venom, where it was just like, Flash Thompson.
Yeah.
Flash Thompson became like agent of Venom.
Yeah, that was cool.
And then he went to like the Venom home planet. It was all like in peace, and like all these symbiotes were like, it was just like a symbiote heaven.
Mm.
And it was like, oh, the reason why when you become
Venom
or get the symbiote, it's all like all messed up is because you're not in harmony with like symbiotes, and that's what happens. But then they were like, no, let's not do that. Instead, let's do this bullshit.
Some weird, like, not quite going whole hog on Lovecraftian kind of ideas. And just making a guy in the end, like the king of vampires or something.
Silver Surfer rocks up.
That was terrible. It was a bad comic.
Venom gets possessed by the Enigma Force. Yeah.
If they don't do
anti-venom, because that's another
thing. Another guy. Yeah, if they don't do that stupid Venom bullshit, do you think they'll do the Venom bullshit where there are Venom bad guys who are like bone monsters? You ever read that comic? There's like bone Venoms that can get into guys too, and they're like the predators of symbiotes. There's also a lot of bad Venom comic books.
Yeah. Well, this is based, seems very heavily based on 90s Venom comics, which is when they turn Venom from a murderous, crazy,
to the
violent
protector. Yeah.
But also, like, he's eating chocolate because he's right at the end. So the Venom movie
that
we haven't seen.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And also Venom Light Movie Carnage, which we haven't seen.
Yes.
But we've seen the trailer.
Yes.
That lady in the shop, there's multiple scenes in the first Venom film with Venom and Tom Hardy and her.
Oh, yeah.
And like the end of the first Venom film before the post-credits scene is she's being held up and Venom eats the guy.
Ah, yeah.
And so that's why she's like, I'm chill with Venom.
Yeah, yeah.
He's eating chocolate, which is like a later thing that Venom does because he has to eat people to live.
But chocolate
also
does
the same thing.
Yeah, chocolate, man. It's same thing.
Meat and cocoa. Yeah.
I don't know. It's also like the goofy energy of.
Yeah.
And that is concerning because they're probably going to lean too heavily into it. And look.
From the trailer.
Sony, they're going to fuck it again. But not in the way that we're expecting.
No.
They're going to try and be I guarantee this is first. Fire up those bingo cards, listeners.
Okay, all right.
You know the noise of firing up a bingo card.
Bang in the middle. Sony will try to make Venom Deadpool.
Yes, tick.
I think this is a classic situation of like the first Venom. So Sony, they don't know what they're doing.
No.
We got to accept that.
Yeah.
And so the first Venom was a fluke.
It was an accident.
Yeah, exactly. And so people were like, we love this about Venom, but it's not something Sony intended. Mm. But now Sony are like, oh, that's what we got to do. We got to do what the internet liked about Venom, but they're not going to do it well.
Yeah.
And
directed by a different guy. Director of this sequel.
Mm?
Andy Serkis.
Oh, okay.
Of ape fame.
Yes.
What else has Andy Serkis directed? Something.
I thought we were going to say what he's been in. I was like, everything that involves a man that's not a man.
Something. Huh. What
Andy
the fuck
Serkis.
Was
huh. You got, I guess there's a lot of mocap.
Yeah.
So that'll be interesting.
Yeah.
Weren't expecting that one, were you?
No, I was not.
Yeah. I that kind of
hey, look, now I want to watch it more.
Yeah.
Maybe Sony were like, let's give this monkey man a job.
And the guy was gone.
I'm not a monkey man. You know, I'm just a guy in a mocap suit.
Yeah. I've seen you in films, Andy Serkis.
You're
a monkey.
You're
mostly a monkey. Yeah.
Breathe in 2017.
Yeah, with people like that.
That starred Andrew. Start Andrew Garfield. And that brings me into one of my most hectic, baseless speculation.
Oh, my God.
Do you know, Jackson?
Yes.
Do you know when the last time we saw Ravencroft Institute?
Was that in Amazing Spider-Man 2?
Correct. Electro was held there. And also, if you watch the trailer, I don't know if you noticed, but the Daily Bugle was in it. So, and obviously, like, trying to tie Venom back into the MCU, complicated, because of all the world-ending events.
Yeah.
This is tying into another baseless speculation, which we haven't even done an episode on, but it's a baseless speculation about Spider-Man 3, No Way Home.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of Spider-Man. Yeah. And
so many Spider-Man.
My old God. Mate confirmed that he's in it.
Tobey Maguire?
No.
Garfield?
No.
The J. Jonah. Doc Ock.
Doc Ock.
Yeah. I did the arms.
It was good.
What's his name? Anthony. No, not Anthony.
I know.
Molina.
Yeah.
Alfred Molina.
Alfred Molina.
Yeah, it was like, yes. But, and. Jamie Foxx as Electro is rumored to be in it.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, you can't put Tom Holland's Spider-Man versus Venom.
No.
That doesn't work. But what you could do, and, you know, if you're making all the Spider-Man universe is relevant again because you're about to put all the Spider-Man in
into the MCU.
No Way Home.
Yeah.
But then not in the MCU because like they're referenced in it.
Yeah, but they're not.
They'd be connected loosely, but an alternate dimension. You could put an Andrew Garfield and make Venom tie into the Amazing Spider-Man universe.
You could.
And therefore like when you then put Andrew Garfield in No Way Home, then that's how it's all connected.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I think they're going to be like a portal, right? Mm. So you get this like big portal, and then it's like on one side you have Tom Holland, and the other side you have like Eddie Brock Venom, and then he just comes in, grabs him, and whoop, and that's up. Tom Hardy in the MCU.
Yeah, yeah, done. Perfect. Easy.
I just think it'll be they won't necessarily put Venom in the MCU. They'll put Andrew Garfield in both.
Okay, how about this? All right, so the end. So Andrew Garfield.
Oh, yeah, so on your bingo card, Andrew Garfield cameo.
Yep. Yep. So then Andrew Garfield maybe plays a bit of a bigger role, whatever. Yeah. And he's just like, at the end, he's chatting to Venom, being like, oh, blah, blah, blah. And then a big portal opens up behind him, and then like a web, like a thwop, comes from behind Andrew Garfield, hits him in the back, he's like, wait, and goes, whoop, and then he gets pulled through a portal, it snaps closed, and Venom's like, what? What do we think?
Yes.
And like, we didn't even have an interdimensional portal.
What?
Yeah, what do we think? I think
for the chimney scene reference alone, the greatest scene in cinema, the greatest, nothing is ever compared in terms of my enjoyment in a movie. Yes, 5 stars. Well, okay. So to piss on your parade a little bit, I have read an interview with Tom Holland, not Tom Holland, Andrew Garfield, where he's like, I think I would have gotten the call by now. Vis-a-vis appearing in No Way Home. I know.
He says, nobody called me, but also it's an audio recording.
I know, yeah.
And it is a man who is telling all the lies in the world.
Yeah.
You can hear the lies.
I've not heard the audio recording.
I just read it. Because he's like, yeah, I didn't get the call.
Mm. Shut up. Could be sneaky.
Yeah.
Or unless we only have Tobey Maguire. And if so, great.
Yeah, fine.
Well, if that happens, then Spider-Man 4 confirmed.
Yeah. Mm. Well, I think that it would be such a mind-blowing experience. It would give you the same, because I think, again, that's what they're always trying to recapture with the MCU with any Marvel film, is that like that moment of, oh my God, it's Iron Man in Hulk or whatever, you know what I mean? Yeah.
That's two things.
That's the joy we've been trying to recapture. And I think if at the end of this we saw, if Andrew Garfield was in it and then Andrew Garfield got sucked in a portal, we'd piss ourselves in the cinema.
I don't think we're going to get it. Look,
that direct
it won't
tie?
Be that blatant. I don't think we'll see Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I think we will see Peter Parker.
Oh,
and I don't
okay.
think it's going to tie into No Way Home.
Yeah, okay.
I think that it'll be like, oh, this is set in the Amazing. It'll just be very clear that it's set in that universe. And then later on, in No Way Home, when Andrew Garfield's in it, your brain will be like, oh, that means that this is connected to that.
Yeah. And a way they could do that, you know, kind of subtly, is because it appears that the police are going to feature big in this.
Oh, yeah.
What's his name? Zoe was yelling at us.
Donnie Wahlberg.
Yeah.
Taking over from Dennis Leary.
Yeah. I mean, maybe they've got Dennis Leary was in Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah, he was Captain Stacy.
Yeah, so maybe they'll have like a in memoriam of him in the police station. Just as a little
that's
nod.
Weird as an actor to be like, if your character died, right?
Mm.
And then you go and see the film like after or like whatever the series is. And then you see like a picture of you with like flowers and wreaths around it, like in memoriam, like
it's gonna throw you, certainly. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's gonna be a lot.
Something with the old noggin.
Yeah.
Anywho. But yeah, there could be something like that to be like, you know, this police department hasn't been great since Captain Stacy got
killed by the lizard.
Killed by the lizard?
Yeah.
I was like, how did he die? Shot by the lizard?
Yeah, lizard got him with a Glock.
So I found the Andrew Garfield quote.
Yeah.
And do you know the game Werewolf?
Yeah.
The card game, it's like Secret Hitler or whatever.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm in a game of fucking werewolf where I say, I'm not the werewolf. I promise you I am not. And everyone's like, you're the werewolf. It's him.
Yeah. You reckon he's
lying?
I'm
making a face of like,
come on.
Because it feels clever. Because also in that game, you're meant to convince everyone you're lying.
Yeah,
when
that
you're
is
not
true.
Lying.
That is true. Mm. That's a good point. Yeah.
Look, he's fucked either way.
Yeah.
Poor Andy Garfield.
Yeah,
but that's another thing. He also, you ask, hey, are you in Spider-Man? He can't be like, yes.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah.
Because it was also on a podcast
Confirm
called.
Me.
Happy, sad, confused. That's not like Andrew Garfield.
Oh my God.
Andrew Garfield, what do you have to say?
We should maybe, we'll get big enough that we can just start cold calling celebrities and based on speculation to ask if they're in the movie that we're talking
about. The new Spider-Man. You guys, you know I can't say. Come on.
No, Andy.
Be nice. Okay, so do we think that this film is going to be a pretty basic setup of...
Big time.
Yeah, it's going to be like Venom is a good guy. Carnage is crazy.
Yep.
Carnage gets loose. Venom's going to put him back in the hole.
Yes, but But Venom is also a bit of a loose cannon.
He's a loose cannon.
He's a loose unit.
I think we're going to get Scream. Yeah. That's the Lady Venom.
Oh, yeah.
And hopefully we get like a look, they seem to be doing colors this time because Carnage is red. Maybe it's more of a comic accurate color for
Scream. Yeah.
That'd be kind of
yellow,
cool.
Right?
I think it is, yeah. Bright, very vibrant bright.
Yeah,
yellow.
Yeah. That would be cool.
That would be kind of cool.
Yeah. I think that's very possible.
When they're fighting on Scream, it's always good.
Do we think we'll get a toxin? There is the police.
There
featuring
the
quite
police.
A bit in the movie. It is a lot of symbiotes to introduce. But
I reckon we might get like, what was his name? Was it like Peter Mulligan or something like
that? Yeah. Was that Toxin, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, but not Toxin just yet.
Yeah, I think we'll get the symbiote.
Toxin is one of the I loved Toxin as a character. That whole arc that introduced him, and then they were like, we don't know what to do with him, and unceremoniously killed him off later. What a shame. He was a cop Venom. Yeah, and his Venom was like, his symbiote was like,
Venom.
Eat that guy. And he was like, okay. And then he was about to eat the guy, and the criminal was like, hey, that's a badge in your goo. You're a cop. You can't just eat me. And he was like, shit, you're right.
Gotta arrest you, I guess. Guy.
That's cool. That's at least kind of interesting. Yeah.
Oh, no, she's playing. Okay. So going, look. Sorry to be some space speculation, but going on IMDb, she just plays someone called Shriek, which is one of Carnage's lackeys.
Yeah.
Now my Maximum Carnage brain is kicking in.
So she's still a Venom.
Super Nintendo game?
Yeah. With Green Jelly doing the music. Oh, what a time. So she's not a Venom, but she's super powered.
Oh.
And it's like her doppelganger, who is like a Spider-Man from like a different dimension, who just has several different arms and a big chewy mouth.
Big gross.
Is that a Spider-Man from another dimension? Yeah, Tobey Maguire confirmed.
Yes, he's going to be doppelganger.
Tobey Maguire plays doppelganger.
He's been
man-spided. Yeah.
Yeah, so unfortunately she's not playing Shriek, but she is going to be playing another kind of super-powered individual.
Did you say she...
She's not playing Scream. Sorry, she's playing Shriek.
Yeah.
A lot of yelling.
Yeah.
You know how confused I was there for like 90 seconds?
Yeah. I'm so sorry. But yeah, a lot of yelling-based names.
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay, there's someone here playing Carnival Adult. What do we think about this?
Putting Carnage in a carnival is like a sure bet. Like, that's a great scene. Climbing up a Ferris wheel. Are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. Ferris wheel fight. Put that in your card. Put that in your bingo card. Yeah.
That makes sense.
So do
Carnage kills a carny. Yeah,
but also imagine Venom's big Venom mouth coming and biting and whatever. That's carnival.
Oh, yeah. Or imagine it's Cletus Kasady at the carnival and it's the spinning clown hats that he put balls in, and he puts a ball in, but it's actually Carnage and it bites his hand. Wait, it's actually Venom. Either way.
Great. What do we, what do we know of like Carnage's or Venom's weaknesses? So in the comic books, it's usually like sound and fire.
Yeah.
But in the trailer, he just... Fucking fuck something up, and
he's listening to. He's singing along to music, and he's cooking with flames,
and like a lot of flames.
I believe in the film that I have not seen. Mm-hmm. I think they also use sound, but like booming.
Well, we got a shot of it's like at the very end of the trailer, and it's a Carnage in front of a church, like a stained glass window in a church.
Oh yeah,
and I think. I forget.
Oh my god, tying into Spider-Man 3.
Yeah, well, I think there is something in the comics, I forget what, where it's like a church bell, is how they get Carnage. In fact, it might be in the Toxin.
With the church bell, I'm pretty sure that's like how Peter Parker gets rid of the Venom suit to begin with.
Yeah, okay.
Like he goes to a bell tower and he's like
Spider-Man 3.
And he's basically
at the
like,
same
I hate
time,
this
Eddie
smacking.
Brock is praying that God kills Spider-Man.
No,
great scene.
Do
you remember that?
I do.
He prays to God that Spider-Man
died. He's like, dear God, please kill Spider-Man. Peter Parker's like tearing the skin
I'm pretty sure in the comic book, Peter Parker is doing that. Eddie Brock is at the same bell tower with a gun to kill himself.
Wow.
But instead he gets symbioted.
And
he's like, well, now I can get Spider-Man.
Far out.
So just to fill in a couple of gaps with the Venom knowledge we have. Yeah. So 2018 Venom drops. Received generally negative reviews from critics for its script, tone, pacing, and lack of connection to Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
However, the film was a box office success and became the 7th highest grossing film of 2018.
Okay.
Wow, so I did not know it did that well.
Fucked it upwards.
Okay.
That's very interesting. Yeah, but I think definitely it's going to be a problem where Sony leans to it. Too far in.
So do we think we're going to get a Morbius tie-in?
Yes, I think we definitely will. But that's interesting because in Morbius, in the trailer from memory, there's a Spider-Man on a wall or something.
Yeah. You spray paint it on a wall.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or, yeah, so there's a Spider-Man tie-in there. What about this? Mm-hmm. Okay. Imagine they're going to properly go for a Spider-Verse, like, movie.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner, or honestly, function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night. Didn't even have the energy to think. Just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com. Promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
And Far From Home, right? Mm-hmm. Leaning in. But Sony right now, Andrew Garfield, he's not on payroll. They can't do anything with Andrew Garfield. And Tobey Maguire, they don't want anything with Tobey Maguire. Or they're like, we need more Spider-Mans for No Way Home. So they just introduce a fourth Spider-Man. In Morbius and Maximum Carnage. No,
five Spider-Men, because you could do one in Morbius, and you could do one in Venom.
How many Spider-Men can we have going?
Yeah. Spider-Man 4, too many Spider-Men.
Yeah. Imagine they go hard on it and they have Spider-Man from Into the Spider-Verse animated Spider-Man in real Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Too many Spider-Mans. Put that on your bingo card.
So many Spider-Mans. Because, yeah, you could have it easy, have like a Spider-Man here, and you then could be in Morbius, have another Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Two different actors.
Yeah, yeah. Why not? It's a funny thing now because there's been so many Spider-Man that casting a new Spider-Man feels like a big deal. You know what I mean? You couldn't introduce a Spider-Man in Venom without it being someone huge.
Well, yeah, Tom Holland was like, when they announced that, everyone was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And some people still don't like it, and that's fine.
Yeah, we don't care.
Is that because Tom Holland was an unknown?
British? Is that why they hated it?
Relatively unknown.
Spider-Man from America, dude.
Dude, have you fucking read a comic? He's like, hey,
Spider-Man, he's from a queen.
You're thinking of Captain Britain, moron. Yeah, he's the British one.
You think about the Queen of England. She's British.
Yeah.
British Bulldog, also British.
Yeah.
True. The Prince of England, British.
Yeah.
I think.
Cornish pasty?
British.
Cornish.
Oh, my God.
But that's a kind of British.
Doctor Who tricked you from space.
I double checked. Yeah.
I checked my resources. My resources.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah, no, that's actually what I meant. My brain was like research, but I said resources.
No, it is resources,
Yeah, high-pitched noises and fire is still symbiote's weaknesses.
Okay.
He's just copping it for the breakfast,
I guess.
Hey, fair call.
Alternatively, because he's bonded with
Eddie
for so long that like maybe a little kitchen fire doesn't spook him too much.
He's like, this is a little fire. I understand little fire. Fire bad, but this fire, okay.
Cooking food, I get. There's going to be a bit of a little fire, but if the house is on fire, I'm spooked.
If the fire leads to eggs, I ain't complaining.
I love eggs.
I like eggs a lot. Yeah. So, Venom v. Carnage. Mm-hmm. What is going to be the impetus for them to fight? What is going to be the catalyst that brings them together?
I still think we're going to get, basically, he's going to be his daddy. I think that's what we're going to get. I don't think we're going to get like a science experiment gone wrong, I reckon. Because you were saying, JD, that did Eddie Brock go to Ravencroft?
Yeah, he does. Eddie Brock goes to just do a
story,
like a piece
or something like that.
Yeah.
And that's where I think you're going to get like a little piece. And then maybe in the opening credits, we're going to get basically the same scene again, but from a different perspective, on his shoes as he's walking. And then like a bit of symbiote kind of like just breaks off and it's like the color red. And it kind of like a worm inches its way around and then finds Cletus.
What if it's not a spin-off of, so Riot dies at the end.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
What
oh,
if it's yeah. a bit of Riot sure. rather than a bit of.
What about this? So we're assuming that
Okay, so what about that scene that we see in the trailer where Venom is cooking a big breakfast, got a lot of weird cravings, is really early in the film. And Eddie Brock's like, why? You're acting real weird,
Morning
Venom.
Morning sickness?
Pregnant. He's like, he's pregnant. Venom's cute. Properly pregnant.
Are we finally going to get a Hollywood blockbuster with M-Preg?
I think we're going to get the first M-Preg blockbuster.
Tom Hardy, M-Preg
and
confirmed.
He's like, and Venom's like, I don't know what's going on. I'm bloated. My nipples are sensitive. I got morning sickness.
I'm spewing in the morning.
Yeah. You got to help me out. I got weird cravings. And then maybe, you know, that scene we see in the supermarket or whatever, where he's like, I need chocolate now, is because he's craving chocolate, and then he gives birth. I forget how Carnage is given birth to, but somehow it happens.
I'm assuming it would be just like a split.
Yeah, and he like splits, and it's like a crazy scene, and Venom's unconscious, and Eddie Brock's unconscious at the end of it. And then at Ravencroft, they capture that, the baby.
So, okay, so I like this.
It fell apart as I went on.
So,
I like
this. So what, where can Venom Eddie give birth to Carnage so that Carnage drips down and into, say, Cletus's open mouth and you become a Carnage?
I think...
Where can this happen?
Here's something boring.
The sky. Yeah.
Not quite M-Preg.
Okay, I'm sorry.
But Eddie is now writing a piece on Cletus and is invited to the execution, and then something there goes.
Then the M-Preg happens.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you're right. What if Venom gives birth onto Cletus as he's dying from lethal injection?
Okay, what about this?
Sony, you're cooking again, but well done.
Oh, that's another thing. So there's rumors that this one is going to be R-rated, or if you're in Australia, MA-rated.
Okay.
But
so
also,
as Eddie's giving birth, he's like, fucking hell!
Cunt!
Fuck! It hurts!
my pussy! Venom pussy.
My pussy split.
My pussy!
My pussy! My fucking pussy!
My pussy and my venus!
What are they? My Venom pussy and Venom anus! Oh! Yeah, I think that's possible. Vussy.
This baby is ruining my pussy!
Yeah. I think that's...
Yeah, like, how is that possible?
If you can... And remember, Basil Speculation fans, Vussy, Venus, and Baby are three separate squares on your bingo card. Okay, because any one of them could be true.
Yeah.
He might just say, my pussy and Venus, or my Vussy and anus.
Yeah. But I think... Okay, so how about this? So Eddie Brock is kind of doing this piece on Cletus, and that's why he's constantly going there. And so we have a bit more of like a Sansa Lambs, Clarice, and... like the kind of thing.
Yeah.
And that's when Cletus starts becoming more and more getting to know, say, Eddie.
Yeah.
And that's how we get that kind of like,
ooh,
that relationship
there.
That Cletus is kind of like, see, you know, we're like, you know, one and the same or whatever it is that he says. And I think that, pair that with that Venom is pregnant.
Yeah.
I'm liking this M-Preg. This is
good. I think it's happening.
And I think, same. So I think, he's getting all his cravings, that kind of stuff. And in this sort of like, you know, where he's got those meetings, something happens.
Yeah.
And that's when Venom gives birth.
It could even be that Eddie Brock is doing a piece on Cletus Cassidy. Mm. And I forget what like kicks off the pregnancy for a symbiote, but maybe it's like the presence of the right personality, which is Cletus Cassidy, is effectively what gets Venom pregnant.
So
he goes there, and over the course, they do bond, and then he's like, I can't come to these anymore. I gotta stop the peace because Venom is so sick from the pregnancy. And that's, Cletus Cassidy is like, you left me. You disappeared. Basically, it was a one-night stand. You never called. And then... Bada bing, bada boom, Carnage.
Kind of when he's interviewing Cletus or something like that, he's like, has the conversation. It's like, you're a crazy monster or whatever it is. But Venom's like, no, he's beautiful. Shut up.
Yeah.
Look at his eyes.
To be honest, so I reckon you're right. I reckon it's a lethal injection. Because in that scene, he's got a tube in his wrist.
A lethal injection.
Yeah. But we see like red come out of the tube. Yeah, but it's coming out of him to fight off the lethal injection. And
Carnage is unleashed. Yeah. I think he's already been Carnage.
The symbiote. Yeah, well, that's a big one. Has already been carnaged by the lethal injection. By the time we get to lethal injection scene. I also think Jared Leto cameo is probably on the bingo card. But also getting...
He goes to like pounce on Venom to suck his blood, and he comes back, he's like...
Yeah. Yucky.
Yucky.
I'll be sucking on something better in my feature-length film, Morbius.
I'm everyone's favorite character, Morbius, although, the living vampire.
Actually, no, there won't be a Morbius cameo because Morbius isn't Morbius at this point.
Yeah, it's just a guy.
The guy's like, ah, character actor Jared Leto biting my neck, why?
Unless...
I hope I don't become a vampire.
They have him. Hi, my name is whatever Morbius' name is before he becomes Morbius.
Mr. Morbius. I hope I don't become a living vampire. Yeah. What?
Yeah. Anyway, I'm off. Chip, chip.
Well, yeah, he's British. Yeah. Dude, I know.
Jared Leto. He's a method actor. He moved to England. Hello, it's me, Jared Leto.
Chip. Gee, chip, Willy, chip. Willy Wilkes. I hope I don't become a living vampire.
Yep.
Do you want to know his name?
Yeah.
Do you want to know Morbius' name?
Is it Vampire?
Dr. Michael Morbius.
Oh, yeah. Chip, chip, it's me, Mr. Dr. Michael Morbius.
It's me, call me Mick.
Yeah, I'm Mickey Morbius. Yeah. It's me. Hold up, I'm going to become a living vampire, whatever that means. What the hell? What the fuck is a living vampire? Every vampire is living. No vampire is dead.
Well, they're not as undead.
What does that mean?
Anyway, chip, chip, I'm off. Mary Poppins style, open an umbrella, flies away.
Woo!
Maybe he's in the lethal injection scene. What type of doctor is Michael Morbius?
He's a lethal injectionist, yeah.
A doctor of death, if you will.
That would be so funny to make a film where the main character is a lethal injectionist that becomes a superhero.
I kill prisoners.
He's a biochemist.
Oh, yeah, I've killed innocent men. Yeah, the legal system's broke.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love my job, though.
But now I'm a living vampire. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's I got a bigger fish to fry. Yeah. So Morbius...
injectionist.
Jared Leto cameo?
No, you know what? I'm going to put no Jared Leto cameo.
Okay.
That's... Yeah. Yeah. It won't tie to Morbius. Morbius will tie to Venom. Not the other way around.
Yes, I think so.
Whatever Michael Keaton is apparently going to be in Morbius. Is Jerky's going to play the Vulture?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's
cool.
I think that there's this wonderful thing happening at the moment with the Sony films and the MCU films where Sony is like a parasite trying its best to be like...
A symbiote, if you will.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, maybe I could suck a little bit of that success that you've got there and whoever we'll get and we'll make work. But I just don't think...
I still don't know how to make a movie, but we'll do it. Yeah. We'll do our best.
Like, presumably Michael Keaton's going to be in Morbius as a way to kick off the Sinister Six. But also, when the hell...
You know the Sinister Six? You got Vulture, a vampire.
Morbius, the living vampire. That's it. Who
Venom.
Else? Venom. That's it.
Yeah.
Carnage?
Doc Ock?
Dr. Octopus?
That's pretty good. And
Electro.
Shocker.
Electro. And Shocker, that's just a guy that wears gloves.
Yeah.
He's an official seventh member.
Yeah. And all of these people hate Spider-Man for some reason.
Hate him so much.
A lot of them haven't mentioned him on screen, but they hate him.
They loathe him.
So if you want to imagine it, imagine a pig feeding its piglets, and the pig's name is MCU.
Yeah.
And we've
Sow is MCU.
Yeah, the sow is MCU. And then there's a rat in there also drinking at the teat of this sow. And its name is Sony Pictures.
And the rat's beady rat eyes are like looking side to side of the piglets and just hoping that nobody realizes it's a rat. A farmer walks by, glances in. And the rat burrows under the piglets. No, I didn't see that.
Yeah. That is the casting of both Michael Keaton and the cameo of Andrew Garfield.
That's the worst thing I've ever imagined.
Not Vussi. I don't know what is wrong with me today.
No, Vussi just said this.
Vussi's fine.
Vussi's good. Vussi's
wonderful. Vanus Vussi. Imagine a rat sucking a pig teat. Holy shit.
Pretending to be a piglet.
Just looking shifty eyes. Either way,
nobody noticed me. Just a little piglet here. One of the rudder.
Little rat paws doing that thing where you move up.
One of the litter. Nothing saucy.
Why is it doing Wallace and Gromit hands?
Here's me, just a little piglet.
Cheese, Gromit. That's my British accent. Cheese, Gromit.
Yeah, I mean, it's on the money. How do we think that? Do we think it's just going to be a situation where at the end Eddie Brock uses a bell to get rid of Carnage and Cletus Kasady?
At some point, because again, we're going to have to witness, I think, Eddie Brock lose.
Yeah.
Is it going to be a fight or whatever? And then Venom is going to either like merge with Carnage, and then that's going to be like Cletus has control basically of both symbiotes, and Venom to be like he's the good one, he's better than you, you suck. And so then we're going to get a scene or like a collection of scenes where Eddie Brock as Eddie Brock has to try and basically acquire Venom back.
Oh, yeah, I think you're very
like, prove
on the
himself
money,
to Venom that
two movies in a row lose Venom.
Yeah.
Look, I haven't seen the first one.
Let me tell you, Another thing that I think we forget is, you know what Sony are also just fucking awful at doing?
Yeah. Making films.
Yeah.
We have already established that. They fucked it again. Yeah. But they're really, really bad at trailers.
Mm, true.
Because they always show way too much.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think that this trailer doesn't look like it's showing us too much, but I reckon that bell tower fight is the end of the film.
It's cool to think that trailer's all there is. Yeah.
Well, the Venom film, it's like that. There's like a motorcycle chase. He ends up in hospital. He gets venomed. There's a lot of nighttime scenes. There's the riot stuff. And he's in that same supermarket like four times. There's like six different locations throughout the whole film.
Yeah. So you think it's going to be pretty run-of-the-mill?
By the bell tower thing will be a reference to the comic book thing. Yep. And that's why it'll be like the big finale, because I'll be like, nerds will love this shit. And Andrew Garfield will pop up at some point.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think
he's going to be like, if these two are allowed to fight, there's going to be carnage. What? A cool little monologue.
Yeah, thank you. To me, in the cinema. Jackson, he'll come out of the screen. Jackson, I know you love the chimney scene in Amazing Spider-Man 2. And I'll be like, I do. And you look over me, I'm talking to no one. My mind gone. Melting out my ears. Where are we going, James Garfield? And I'll leave and you'll never see me again.
James Garfield.
He's gone.
I'm out of here. I leave the cinema forever.
Yeah. Sometimes I miss my good friend Jackson Bailey, but other times I think what happened was for the best.
Yeah. He started talking nerd enough. He checked out.
He finally did the ultimate checkout. His brain finally switched off.
We didn't realize it, but Jackson actually had a finite amount of thoughts, and he was rapidly working his way through them.
His last thought was only half, because he only nailed half the name, but he got the Garfield part.
James,
right?
My God, James Garfield. He's come out of the cinema. Where are we going? And you watched me, said nothing. Watch me get up, take an invisible person's hand, take no one's hand, walk out of the movies.
He did it so well, though. It looked like he was holding an actual hand.
Something was going on.
I thought maybe a ghost had come. The ghost of someone named James.
I knew that whatever I was seeing was not for me to mind.
Did he mean Andrew Garfield? James. He's gone, though. We know that for sure. I'm getting a bus going out of there.
No more thoughts.
I'm out of them. I didn't even know I was. Round 10, drive. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, done. Goodbye.
Lucky boy.
Just the wind.
I hope Sony hasn't just kind of blown their wad on this is the film and this is it. Because again, there is like a lot of stuff you could do that's neat and interesting.
There'll be a big fight that isn't in the trailer.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to get maybe a Carnage Shriek team up. And that's going to they are going to be fighting Venom. And maybe that's how I think Eddie Brock gets separated from his suit. I just think there's going to be a situation where he's separated from his suit. I just feel it.
I know what you mean. You got to do that scene where it's like, oh no, lowest moment. What's he going to do? Yeah, and it's hard to do a lowest moment if you're Venom.
Yeah, it's like a buddy cop movie, but the buddies are just one dude, you know?
And
that's kind of what you're kind of looking at here, where it's like there's going to be a fight between Eddie and Venom.
You know what? Since Michelle, I'm pretty sure it's Michelle Monaghan. I'm going to keep saying Michelle Monaghan, even if I'm wrong, unless I'm told that I'm wrong.
Now, I'm not going to tell you.
I'm looking.
I don't know. No,
it's Michelle Williams.
Nice
because
try.
Everyone was like, why is she in this movie? She's an award-winning actress. It's a Sony picture.
Yeah.
Michelle Williams was Venom briefly in the first film.
She's definitely
Venom splits somehow and you get Lady Venom and Venom fighting Carnage and Shriek.
Absolutely. Or, you know, some way she becomes one of the other many Venom, symbiotes that are out there.
It's her own Venom.
In some capacity, which movies love to do. And then when they've got to actually explore that idea, they're like, ooh, I don't know how to do that because this character was like, I don't know. It makes me think of Rescue in Avengers Endgame where they're like, hey,
Pepper Potts.
Yeah, Pepper Potts. I was trying to remember.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
They're like, I was like, goop lady.
Putting things in vaginas, it should not be there.
Yeah. Psychic vampire repellent stickers with frequencies. Anyway, they're like, oh, she's rescue. We're giving her the rescue armor, but we will never see her in the rescue armor again.
I don't think we'll ever see her again.
Well, yeah, exactly. Because they're like, we don't actually want to explore that. It's just like, it's cool to finish the movie this way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think the same thing will happen with Michelle Williams. I think it's kind of a shame if they're Sony, so they will, but it'll be kind of a shame for them to wreck Venom because Venom.
Jackson.
Yeah.
They've already wrecked Venom.
But I mean,
they're there. Babe.
He looks
they're
like there. Shit the whole time. He's sweaty. He's, I don't know. Like Eddie Brock as a character can be a lot of fun because he's often like a kind of
counterpoint to the sort of like perfect looking heroes that you get typically in sort of superhero movies. So he's just wearing like a hoodie and jeans, you know what I mean?
An unwashed gray hoodie that he's just sweating through.
It's always like, and you could kind of, even though it kind of sucked in Web of Carnage and the King in Black or whatever, it was always nice to see Spider-Man be like, yeah, man, with great power comes great responsibility. I'm everyone's friend or whatever. And then Eddie Brock comes in and is like this uncharismatic dirtbag. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, that's a nice kind of counterweight to the rest of the sort of, certainly the Marvel heroes or whatever.
Do you like Topher Grace's Eddie Brock?
No.
It was bad. It was a bad, odd choice.
It was a weird choice, but I think I can see what they were doing.
Yeah. They were trying. They were trying something out.
Well, they kind of just wanted like a weedier version of Tobey Maguire.
Oh, yeah. Or like a shithead version of Tobey Maguire. But Tobey Maguire was already kind of like a... And also in those Spider-Man movies, everyone hates Peter Parker.
True.
They love Spider-Man, but they hate Peter Parker. Yeah. So it's hard to... So then Eddie Brock is like popular.
Yeah. That's true. But that's your kind of like Flash Thompson sort of character.
And again, it's that kind of thing where you're like the first character of like, you know, Eddie Brock on screen.
Yeah.
And again, you look at the 90s comics and Eddie Brock is just built like a brick shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's so muscly. Yeah.
I think the best version of Eddie Brock is like the kind of guy where you're like, that guy's got some problems. You know what I mean? That's Venom. Cool. Yeah, exactly.
You're saying Venom's
one of his problems.
Yeah.
That guy's got some problems. I do. And I got a symbiote on me. That's a real big problem.
One thing that I think everyone should be great. Actually, here's something for you. This is a bit of a meta thing for your BS bingo card.
Yeah.
The Baseless Speculation Boys. The BS boys will not be able to stop doing the Venom voice after they watch Venom.
Yeah, totally. Oh, yeah.
There'll be whole episodes where we're like, Venom. No, sorry.
Hang on.
Eddie, it's me, Venom.
Yeah. Eddie, I'm pregnant. Eddie, my pussy.
Eddie, my pussy hurts.
Yeah. You know what happens when you're pregnant? Eddie. You get a sore pussy.
Eddie.
Yeah, it's going to be a nightmare for you, the listener, and for us three as well.
My vits are so sensitive.
My vipples. Put Vaseline on my vipples. Yeah, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, every episode.
Yeah. So, I know this episode sounds like it's recorded at 1 a.m. for some reason. It's like 4. I don't know.
4:45 p.m.
I don't know what's wrong with us today.
We're having fun.
Yeah, we're having a good time, I guess. It's nice.
Anything else to put on the BS bingo card?
I think I'll like it. And I think upon...
And that's another meta one.
Yeah,
Jackson Bailey will like this film.
And I think on rewatching Venom, or watching, rewatching, gotcha, boys. On watching Venom, I think I'll enjoy that too.
How do you think the end fight is going to go down with Carnage and versus Venom?
Yeah.
You ready for this? I think Venom is going to win.
Oh!
Venom wins fight.
Yeah.
How?
It'll literally be... Ah, you know what? Hinted it in the kitchen thing. It'll involve fire. Venom's less scared of fire now.
That's a good... I
disagree.
Or we'll sing a song.
Oh, that's good too. What do you reckon?
I think it's going to do with Shriek, and I think she's going to turn against... Carnage.
That's cool.
Do you think Eminem will have another song for it?
I hope so.
Have you heard his Venom song?
No.
It sounds like he's trying... The way that he says Venom in it is like he's...
Venom.
Yeah, he's got like one syllable, but Venom is two. So he just goes, Venom.
It's
Venom.
Venom. I think that... We're gonna get a scene at the end, kind of like the M. Bison that was just a day for me, or the Madman, I don't know who you are thing, where
you have my full attention. I'm at 110%.
For you,
the day I came to your village was the worst day of my life. For me, it was a Tuesday.
I thought you were gonna do the Madman quote as well, but that's okay.
The Madman quote.
You know the Madman? I've never seen it, but they're in an elevator. I see it all the time. Two people in an elevator, Don Draper, and he's like,
"Oh, the Madman thing where he's like, I feel sorry for you.
Yeah, I don't think about you at all."
And he's like, "I don't think about you at all."
Yeah.
Another great scene. Yeah. I'll do that one too.
Thanks.
You know what? I feel sorry for you. I don't think about you at all.
Yeah. Thank you. So I think we're going to get a scene at the end.
Here's a little thing. Okay. Those two characters in that scene, and if you haven't seen Mad Men, because everyone's like, oh, it's just sad office, everyone being smoking cigarettes and being awful people. you know, the one that says, "I feel sorry for you," in the last season of the show, he's worried that a computer's getting into his brain and he cuts off his own nipple and gives it to someone as a gift.
That's cool.
Loses his mind entirely.
Unexpected.
One too many thoughts.
Too many.
His brain
overload. That's the opposite problem to me.
He cuts off his nipple because he's like, "I got to get the information out."
Yeah.
That's great. That sounds like a bit. That sounds like something we'd say. Anyway, so I think we're going to get a scene with that energy where Carnage and Cletus Kasady are like, "I love you. You're my mummy." You know what I mean? Like,
"I love you. You are my mummy."
Cletus is like, "Carnage, step on me."
No, but he's like, "You know, you're so important to me. You left me behind. Yada, yada, yada." And Venom is like, who are you? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know who you are.
It seems also that people can't hear Venom and only Eddie. Yeah? But I think we are going to have something where Eddie and Venom can talk to
Carnage and Cletus.
Or
it's already happened.
Yeah. Or at when they're sort of talking in the interview, whatever it might be, where he's like, "I'm interviewing Cletus for my podcast," and he's being like, as he's talking, Venom says something, and Cletus responds.
Yes, Venom. That makes sense. Who is this idiot, Eddie? And he's like, "Why would you say that to me?" That's not how he says it.
"Why would you say I'm kind of woody? Like, leave me alone, right? Leave me alone. Yeah. Leave me alone, swan."
Oh, my God.
I think so.
Shampoo is better.
I'd have made a good Venom.
Or good Carnage?
Yeah, either one. Put him in a movie.
Oh, I mean, you have Tom Hardy in like a gray hoodie that looks like it hasn't been washed in 7 years. Yeah. And then you have Adam Sandler in tracksuit pants that are too big that look like they haven't been washed in 7 years. They're both sad, but both have things just yelling at them. Adam! You know, constantly.
Controversial opinion.
Yes.
Adam Sandler would make a great old man Spider-Man.
I don't know if that's controversial. Well, it's just weird.
No, but I think he'd be great as like a...
That's
you know,
like me being like, controversial opinion. Fish? Yeah, it should be on pizza.
Well, I think he would be good.
No one cares.
I'm interested about this fish pizza
idea. But do you think it's controversial?
Well, controversial is maybe not the right word.
I think it'll be interesting. Like, again, a good aspect of Peter Parker that a lot of filmmakers don't, or like Sony, for example, never really kind of lean into, is that Peter Parker always wants to be a stand-up.
Yeah.
And so, like, when it comes to when he's in his fights or whatever, he's very mean to his villains.
Yeah,
and
it's
very good to watch.
He bullies
because
them.
Because he's a bit of a bully.
Yeah.
But he thinks he's being a jokester and he wants to try and be a stand-up comedian. Yeah. So getting someone who was a stand-up is a stand-up. I don't know about
whatever's
Adam's
going on with
career.
Adam Sandler. Yeah.
Getting someone like that as like you know older and maybe a bit more washed up.
Yeah.
And trying to play like maybe.
Well,
a
I'm kind of thinking about the older Spider-Man and Into the Spider-Verse. Mm-hmm. I just think Adam Sandler could bring that energy.
Yeah.
Peter B. Parker.
Yeah. Peter B. Parker.
Yeah. Or like the one like where like Spider-Man Reign, where it's like Adam Sandler could be like, "I killed Mary Jane with my car.
Whoopsie daisy.
I didn't mean to."
Put
Nudie Magazine Day.
Nudie Magazine Day and my cum is radioactive. You know?
Whoops.
Sony are the exact type of company that would be like, "Yeah, we're going to make a Spider-Man Reign film."
Absolutely.
Was that announced?
My God.
Several years ago? Like, it seems something that I maybe read or dreamt.
Yeah.
Or maybe they announced that the title of one of the films is going to be Reign and everyone's like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah, I think when they were doing this slate of like, a billion different movies. That was one.
Or maybe they were going to make an old man Spider-Man film, and everyone was like, "I guess that'll be a Spider-Man Reign."
Or
film.
Like they were going to make an old man Spider-Man, and in interviews they were like, "Yeah, we'll borrow from Spider-Man Reign," and everyone was like, "You sure about that?"
Yeah, it's like being like One More Day.
Yeah.
Movie. That's what it's called, right?
Maybe that's what it was. Maybe they're going to do One More Day. Either way,
One More Day is the wedding
Mephisto,
to bring the
Bring
back Aunt May.
Yeah.
Do both of them.
Yeah, and put the Clone Saga in there too.
Yeah, Ben Reilly's there too. Yeah. If they're tying Andrew Garfield into Venom, then they make more Amazing Spider-Man films. Just get all of them done.
Yeah, do them all now.
Far From Home, I guess, this is for that. So what if they're doing the Clone Saga, it fucks up, but we just have like Andrew Garfield, Tobey Maguire. They're like, we cook the clone juice and this is what we get.
Hey, what if, and this is... Get for last time today, maybe pull out those bingo cards. Write down: Andrew Garfield is playing Ben Reilly.
Oh, whoa!
What if this is a Clone Saga?
Whoa! Okay, so this is just on your bingo card. It needs to say Venom
Let There Be Carnage is the Clone Saga.
No, but like, what if that is the way they get around it? They're like, yeah, it's a different version of Spider-Man. Andrew Garfield's back. He's a clone, and they can just
Ben Reilly.
Yeah, but it would be one of those things where they're like, yeah, there'll be a separate like Ben Reilly film.
That would be cool.
And if we get the Scarlet Spider suit on screen.
It's the best Spider-Man suit.
Oh my god, cut
off. Fuck it, roll.
Cut off
hoodie.
Vest,
sleeveless hoodie.
If anyone listening to this, and my god, why would you be, has any connections to any publications, please start writing clickbait articles being like, notorious Melbourne-based podcasters, baseless speculation, have done a deep dive into the Venom Let There Be Carnage trailer and found obvious signs pointing towards Ben Reilly / the Clone Saga tie-in.
Yeah, please.
Get the people talking about
spread
it.
Spread that misinformation for us.
It's smart.
Yeah. It'll get you clicks. People will come back to us angry.
Okay. And if you're listening to this because that has happened and you're like, wait, what? It was a riff.
Yeah.
You can email us at baselessspeculation@gmail.com.
Yeah. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel. And this has been another episode of Baseless Speculation. And we, well... Yeah, well, we've been the BS boys.
Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes, and if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com, and to continue the conversation, head on over to our SansPants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.